Stafford, Texas resident Karen Fonseca had a sticker on her truck before the 2016 election that read, "Fuck Trump." It was her husband's idea, she told the People's News. After Trump was elected, the Fonsecas got a new truck, but they wanted to put the message on their new truck, so they changed the sticker. They made it bigger. They made it read, "Fuck Trump, fuck you for voting for him." And there's an illustration of a middle finger. It covers up the majority of the truck's back window. Here is Karen Fonseca explaining why she is flipping off 117,212 of her neighbors in Fort Bend County who voted for Donald Trump.
I don't think they studied what they were putting themselves into. Half of the people that have voted for him and put him in that office, I believe, regret their votes at this time, but won't say it. They say it silently to themselves, because the more and more that he's on TV, he puts a foot in his mouth every time he opens his mouth to speak. And that's what upsets me, is they didn't think before they did this, because Trump is more of a business entrepreneur man, which he wasn't really doing too well at that either, because he was becoming bankrupt in some of his endeavors. But president of the United States, no, he doesn't fit the criteria.
It should be noted here that a majority of Karen's neighbors in Fort Bend County voted for Hillary Clinton, the first time in a long, long time the quickly changing voting demographic of Fort Bend County voted for a Democrat. Clinton also won the vote in Harris County, as she won the popular vote tally nationwide.
I think the reason they voted for Hillary is those email scandals were, they're going to find something on everybody, but it was the lesser of two evils. And a lot of people, I don't know the majority of the men or the women, how it went, but everybody would like to see a first woman president in there. And I believe that the people that did vote for her did that knowing that they didn't see anything in Trump. And like we are seeing now, that he's not a leader.
The sticker that says "fuck Trump" and "fuck you for voting for him" on the Fonseca's truck didn't go unnoticed by local law enforcement officers in Fort Bend County. Karen Fonseca said she was pulled over by police officers in Stafford and Rosenberg just because of the sticker, which, once again, says "fuck Trump" and "fuck you for voting for him."
Several incidents I had, they pulled me over and said, for Stafford Police Department and Rosenberg Police Department, have told me that they have had numerous calls about it, the sticker as being disruptive, and what they can do about it. And a couple officers from Stafford had told me when they stopped me, there's nothing that they can do about it. And one had tried in Rosenberg, and he said, "I'm gonna have to, if you don't remove it, I'll have to give you a ticket for it." And I was at the gas tank at that time, and he was in the Stripes parking lot. And I told him if he can find a code for it inside the law book, then go ahead and write me the ticket. And he started looking and looking. He did that for almost 15, 20 minutes. He said, "I couldn't find anything on here." And I said, "Well," he said, "I see you here in town a lot. If I ever see you again, I'll just let you know if I find anything." And he said, "But you know what?" He said, "For now, just go ahead." And then I've also had officers in Harris County that have told me, roll down the window and told me, "Pull up. I want to take a picture of it. I support you." So it goes both ways.
And then Karen Fonseca and her family's life changed forever when Fort Bend County Sheriff Troy Nels posted a photo of her family's pickup truck on the county sheriff's office Facebook page. The post from the Sheriff Troy E. Nels Facebook page read, quote, "I have received numerous calls regarding the offensive display of this truck, as it is often seen along FM 359. If you know who owns this truck, or if it is yours, I would like to discuss it with you. Our prosecutor has informed us she would accept disorderly conduct charges regarding it, but I feel we could come to an agreement regarding a modification to it," unquote. The post went viral, then came to the attention of advocacy groups like the ACLU of Texas, then came to the attention of local media outlets, and then became a national news story. The story moved so fast on November 15th, and public opinion was so adamantly opposed to the Facebook post, that Nels called a news conference and went live on Facebook to defend his post.
They're fighting words, because now you're challenging an individual. You're focused on that one person, because it says an F you for voting for him. And that person gets offended, and all of a sudden screaming and yelling, then the sheriff's office or the local police get called. Now you have a breach of the peace.
Here is Karen Fonseca's response.
We did not put that on there looking for a fight. That's just our opinion and our freedom of speech. Nobody goes out looking for trouble, and that was not our intent.
And then, late the next day, after Nels' press conference, Karen Fonseca was arrested. The arrest, they claim, has nothing to do with the sticker on the truck. It stems from a July 31st indictment for a felony charge of fraudulent use of or possession of identifying information. The indictment reads that Karen Fonseca, on or about and between March 10, 2014 and April 29, 2014, pursuant to one scheme and continuing course of conduct, did unlawfully and with the intent to harm or defraud another, obtain and possess or to transfer and use the identifying information of Gina Marinucci without the complainant's consent. I asked Fonseca and her attorney, Fort Bend County-based attorney Brian Middleton, if they had any comments about the charges and the timing of the arrest.
Well, I wouldn't advise her to comment on a case as it's still pending. But just generally what the case stems from, yes, investigation originated in 2014. Charges were not filed until 2017. It involves a complainant, which is a person that Ms. Fonseca once lived with. It's unusual, especially the gap between 2014 and 2017. That's very uncommon. Usually there's delay in presentation of charges when there's an ongoing investigation, you know, like in murder cases when they're trying to locate a suspect. But when you have what I would consider a paper case, a document case involving negotiable instruments, when all the evidence is readily available and you have witness testimony, yeah, that's very suspicious. It's not common. You know, a lot of the focus has been on the content of the decals and, you know, and its reference to Trump. But I think the greater issue, and I think the issue that everyone in the county should be concerned about, is the sheriff possibly doing all this for a public relations stunt. Furthermore, it is an issue of freedom of speech, and the U.S. Supreme Court has already decided the issue, which is pretty common knowledge, and certainly an elected sheriff should have been aware of that. So I think the concern for the community should be protecting your rights, something as important as the First Amendment. If you deny the First Amendment, then that opens the door for denial of the Second Amendment, Third, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth Amendment. So it's important that the community understand this issue is important, not just because of its political ramifications, but for its legal ramifications.
After the arrest, Fonseca added two more stickers to the back window of the family pickup truck. One says, yeah. The other says, fuck Troy Nails, and fuck you for voting for him. Brandon Moeller, The People's News on Mighty 90 KPFT, Rosenberg.